The 49ers certainly have plenty of weapons on offense, especially after adding wide receiver Randy Moss. Moss says he's benefited from playing with some of the younger guys on the 49ers team. Some of the younger guys, like Michael Crabtree, have also benefited from playing with him.
You know, everybody keep asking me questions about Randy. He's the man, you know. He's one of the greatest receivers, but I just, you know, there's a lot of people on our team that help Randy out, help me out, help Cap out.
I think being around a group of young guys, it doesn't make me feel so old. And what I mean by that, I mean, there's days where I've come out and, you know, been a little achy, been a little sore, and not really ready to go out there and practice. Then you get the jokes and stuff coming from guys like Alden Smith, Crabtree, Carlos Rogers, C.J. Spielman. So that's really something that, you know, motivated me to, you know, loosen my bones up and get myself ready to practice.
Yeah, we get on him a little bit. It's all in fun, though, just because, you know, Randy talks a lot, jokes a lot, so being able to joke back with him and having him accept it and be cool about it, it's been fun, you know.
Seeing a elderly vet of his status, you know, we always try to give him a hard time, you know, when he talks about his body hurting and stuff. Like, man, you be all right, you know. You keep complaining, you're going to end up in a wheelchair. We're going to have to roll you on out there.
It's nothing that I haven't heard from them. Just as far as my age and, you know, like a lawnmower. You know how you start a lawnmower up and you got to pull the string to start it up? So they talk about, you know, like, Mouse, let's get ready. Go ahead and start your lawnmower up. So, you know, it, like I said, man, it's all in fun. It's not out of disrespect. And, you know, they got to have somebody to pick on. But like I said, it goes both ways. So we have a great time. And being around those great group of guys. They're young and they keep me young too.
We grew up watching him. Mm-hmm. Every one of us grew up watching him and you know, seeing him take over the league and really command and control of it. So being able to now just to joke with him and be cool with him, and it's been awesome.
I think it's been awesome. And when you get to be around one of your idols like I was when I was around Jerry Rice, it's awesome. And you want to look at him, you want to listen, you want to do the things that he does and learn from it, because you know, what he's done has worked.
Just seeing a guy, you know, been doing it for a long time and still doing it at a high level and making plays whenever his number get called. And just, you know, just sitting down talking to him about football, how, like, other teams he was on. So it was big.
You can't put a value on how important that is to have that kind of leadership in the locker room. He's a really hardworking guy who's extremely talented. And it's just about one of the smartest players I've ever been around.
But the biggest thing is, you know, what he does off the field, you know, in the meeting rooms, you know, speaking up and giving ideas. He's one of the smartest players that I've been around.
You know, we have one game left, and after that, it'll be a long offseason. So I think it'd be a long offseason to lose, but a short offseason if you win. So, like I said, we're teammates, and I think whatever we can do to help each other out, let's win a game.